I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is From the Pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
Outdoor News readers and listeners may remember that in 2022, there was state legislation that would have eliminated the shotgun zone for deer hunting in southern Minnesota. It came very close to passage, but ultimately failed to become law last year. What's its status in 2023? Well, I'll share that when we return. But first...
Looking for a new opportunity? Apply at Fleet Farm during our spring hiring event. Now is your chance to work where you love to shop. Become a Fleet Farm team member and enjoy flexible scheduling in a fun and fast-paced environment. Plus, you'll get a 20% team member discount for you and your family. There's no better time to work at your favorite store. Join the Fleet Farm team during the spring hiring event. Apply at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Welcome back. Like almost everything during the 2022 session, a bill that would have eliminated the state's shotgun zone ended up on the cutting room floor. So with the new biennium kicking off last month, the rifle statewide concept starts from scratch. Last week, Representative Josh Heintzman, a Republican from Nisswa, introduced House File 864, a bill that would again eliminate the shotgun zone during the firearms deer season. In a phone interview, Heintzman told me he knows the idea is controversial. However, he said he wants to continue a conversation on the issue. Representative Rick Hansen, a DFLer from South St. Paul, chairs the Environment and Natural Resources Finance and Policy Committee, told me he's noncommittal on whether or not he will give the bill a hearing. Hansen said he's focused on other priorities early in the session, like the new CWD bill and the DNR budget. As for the DNR, the agency says that for now it is officially neutral on legislation that would eliminate the state shotgun zone in southern Minnesota.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been From the Pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.